It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Hello, everyone, and happy Tuesday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. My name is Kat, and I am super excited to be with you today on this fabulous Tuesday here on 1-2 Radio. It is July 16th, 2024. It is 11:02 a.m. here in Central Florida. It is 8:02 a.m. out on the Pacific Coast. I have heard from a few of you this morning, so I just want to say hello and thanks for being here. It is a special day at 1-2 Listen, and I'll get into that momentarily. But in the meantime, if you are listening for the first time, we have a Facebook page titled 1-2 Radio, and we are all inclusive, so it's a private group. No one can see what we're saying amongst us, but the inside, we can share, and you're welcome to post your questions. I am going to be doing some readings today, and I'm happy to meet with you in over on Facebook, and I'm already laughing because the dogs are sniffing, and I didn't wake them because it's been so late here. For some reason, no one's going to sleep at a normal hour recently, and with all the hype going on in the world. Speaking of hype, my heart goes out to all of you because I know it's been a weird, weird time, and there's a lot going on in the world to keep us excited, and so we're definitely experiencing that here. And if everyone, I don't even know what to say about it. I'm not. Somebody said something the other day about, well, don't ask Kat about politics because she's not talking about it. So I think everyone has my number by now, but I cannot deny the fact that, of course, like all of you, my prayers are always in thoughts with the country. So it is what it is, and the world. So I know that it's been difficult. I know some of you are definitely up in arms. You just have to keep focusing on yourselves and staying in your lanes and try to keep things toned down and be it. You know, the more inner peace we carry within, the better the world is, because we have more peaceful people in the world. And we have to remember, we're really all here for some purpose that the universe has scripted for us from many, many moons ago. We just really do not know how and what and why for every question or every answer. Or sometimes when we get too detailed or too, I think I use this word this week, not micromanaging is so nice. It's nice to have a general overview. What's coming up? What happens next? What are our options? What choices can we make? Where is that next fork in the road for us to decide whether we're turning right or left? You know, all of these questions create a bit of anxiety, and it's so nice to be released from that anxiety when we have, you know, some answers or really direction and guidance. And of course, it does help when you team with someone, when you have some really solid foundation and structure to move ahead without, or reminding yourselves that you do not have to feel responsible. These are big topics. And I think the reason I'm bringing them up is because we are in that Cancer season. I see some of my favorite Cancers in here today, and I'm going to be getting there because there are a lot of birthdays this week, and specifically a lot of birthdays in my life. So I have to point that out a little bit, because I realize some of the people that I love the most in the world are definitely born this week. And I want to talk about that momentarily. But for now, the nurturing energy of that Cancer
If you have Cancer people in your life, you know you're blessed with being nurtured or feeling cared for, feeling content, safe, all of these things. And also, I think they're good boundary teachers too. And I feel like they're also, you know, a natural, this is like a natural time of year to really feel maybe grounded, maybe at home, safe, maybe wanting to spend some time in more comfort, and maybe eating a little more. We have a great excuse to eat right now. But it also is a fragile time in the world for our nervous systems. So really, and I'm feeling it with you guys, so believe me when I tell you, I'm super sensitive right now. I love the sensitivity of the Cancer energy. I am definitely a sentimental person. I get made fun of for that many times over. And I do believe, I don't know where he is. First of all, Erica, I want to say happy birthday to you for tomorrow. I want to shout out Lois. I know your birthday is very, very close next in a few days before we meet again here. So happy birthday to you. Like I said, some of my favorite people are born this week. Now, most importantly, however, there is someone, I don't know if I'm going to get, I'm joking, but everybody knows and loves Mark Husson, so I'm going to shout out a big happy birthday to you. You are a ginormous gift to the planet. I am so excited to be here and to be able to say this year after year. I would never have known that our journey would take us here, and because of your guidance, your wisdom, your foundation, everything that you're building and everything that you continue to build for the people and the people of the world to come and feel safe and really be able to co-create what they want to do in their lives, and that's what you bring to the planet, among other things. And so I want to say happy birthday. I know you're hiding. It's okay. And but a lot of people are talking about you today, so I don't want to like pretend it's a secret when it's really not a secret. And I hope you have the most magical birthday year ever. Like you said earlier, everyone's health is first and foremost, and that comes first. Everybody's lives are our foundation and security from within. This is where it's at. Our connection with our higher selves, this is where it's at. What are you feeding yourselves spiritually is one of the first questions I think that Mark would have for you as well. And so I do want to say happy birthday. And there are more birthdays. Specifically, my amazing husband, I can call him 5,000 words. I could tell you that I chose wisely this time, a few years into it here. I can tell you that it takes time to choose wisely, because it really does take time to love ourselves. And it never takes either an indefinite amount of time or an accurate time, or maybe over time we say, oh, it's too late for me. I don't ever want to hear anybody say it's too late for me, because it's never too late for you. And believe me when I tell you, no matter what, you know, some of us in the world have to work a little harder to figure it out, or some of us don't. And there's always a lesson in a specific way, or lessons we learn through our relationships. And I have to say, nothing in this life is really, when we connect with the right people, we have this gratitude and this feeling or this knowing that we are connecting with the right people. But remember along the way that you have to connect with the wrong people to get to the right people sometimes. I've been hearing a lot of self-reflection around picking on yourselves, or I heard somebody call themselves a name the other day, and oh, I'm always making these decisions and why can't I get it right? And guess what? You're going to, just asking the question, why can't I get it right, is about right. And you have to start somewhere, and you have to believe in yourselves, and you have to understand. Marty, I'm talking to you too. You did it right this time too. But good morning to my beautiful godson, Tyler, and his dads, Jonathan and Marty, are here as well. Thank you for being with us this morning. The bottom line is, Mark Husson, getting back to his birthday, he teaches way more than people really believe or know. And I think he can pack a punch when he wants to pack a punch to drive something home. And that's a really, really great gift to everyone. So I would listen. And I would definitely say I am extremely grateful for you. I really, really wish you the best. And thank you for letting me ramble about the day that you'd pretend it was otherwise not existing. So there's that, okay? Lots of love. And all right, I'll shut up now. I'm coming into the room. I am so great. Kel, I'm so happy that you moved back to, she said she just moved back to New Jersey for good from Seattle. So, so happy about that. So grateful. Definitely feeling those Jersey vibes this week. And I definitely want it. I'm laughing. I'm sorry. I love that Jersey vibe in you, and I'm actually happy. Here's the Cancer coming out in me, okay? The Cancer coming out in me is, I want every one of you, don't be mad, because Jay just got back from Mexico, and I'm so excited for him, and Nadine's saying she was traveling to magical places, and I love that. I can't wait to hear all about it, and thank you for sharing. I'll come back to see you in a minute. I've been thinking about you. We have, what else did I want to say? Wait, I'm losing my train of thought, of course. But oh yeah, the Cancer in me. I want, and my best friend was traveling. Everyone I know travels this time of year, and it's very difficult. I want everyone to be safe. And if it was my preference, I would want everyone to stay home forever in their four walls, staying that way. And Kel, that's why I'm so I'm glad you're back in New Jersey, because to me, that's where you belong, you know? And believe it or not, guys, that Cancer energy within me is like, okay, if I could put you all in your box and keep you safe at home, I would be doing exactly that for the rest of my life, you know? And so just know that I have a little bit, I could tell I'm a little teary-eyed today, but the bottom line is I know that you are where you are meant to be. And I know it was an adventure, but boy, am I glad you're going to be grounded in over there, okay? All right, let me go back to my beautiful husband and wish him a happy birthday this weekend. We're going to be celebrating on Saturday. And ironically, you know, I think that we get our blessings, I think, not only from within, but from the energy that we attract, you know? And it's just kind of funny that my two favorite people, or two of my favorite people, I should say, I don't want to insult my children, good Lord. Everybody's been fighting over me lately with this Cancer energy, but the bottom line is, it's amazing how the chart, you know, we talk about, here's another thing I want to say, and then I'll get to your questions. When we start talking about astrology, I don't know who can deny it or fight it, but some of the accuracy of astrology is profound when it comes to the people in our lives and the people we attract and the people we know and what we can learn from it. So I'm going to give a huge plug out to our astrologers for keeping us in alignment, and a huge shout out to the craft in itself, because it's super special and you really can't deny some of the things it gives you, okay? So a little tap there. I love those sunflowers. Laura, I am loving it. I love the vibe, Renee. I love your sunflowers. I'm actually painting sunflowers that I can't wait to show you guys next week. They are speaking to me loudly. They are almost finished. I'm so excited about it. And I love that. I'm coming into the room. I'm going to start taking your questions. Maureen, I'm happy that you're there also. I'm going to go ahead and refresh. I've been getting a lot of flashes. We go through phases as intuitives, as psychics and guides or channelers. And some of the flashes of truth are coming through me in a really fast way. So I kind of have to grab it through the middle of my space in my third eye. It's really, really showing me certain things that are interesting, like numbers or maybe visions or signs or some of these things that come, and I kind of have to grab it to get it. So we have to work hard at it, and yet this is how it's coming. Okay, I love that. Laura, happy birthday to your husband as well. And let me just come in. You know, Alishea just said something interesting, and I love that. By the time we meet again, we'll be going into that Leo energy, and we'll be having a completely different conversation, which I'll be looking forward to. We can only take so much mush for so long, right? So I think, again, getting back to astrology, the universe knows what it's doing when it puts these planets in certain order so we can get out of our own way and add that fire every now and then. It's so great. She says, Alishea says, there's always an angel that comes into your life when the dark seems overpowering. So, so true. I'm sure so many of you have seen and experienced that yourselves. All right, so let's take a look at who's first. Maya, I don't know where you are, but you jumped out at me, and then I saw a question. And I'm going to come into the room and grab it. I think she's a little concerned. She's been traveling also for really, it sounded like, more heartfelt obligations than anything else. But let's take a look at you, okay? Where did you go? Okay, Facebook's being a little tricky with me today. So, all right, Maya, let's take a look at you. The bottom line is you're going to have, I'm just going to psychically answer it instead of looking for it. You're going to have a four-month period. Okay, she says that she has a question about finances. She's spending, you're going to be fine. You're going to have a four-month period, though, November. This is my answer. Something's going to happen to you in the month of November that's really going to make this feel better. And you're going to realize that you're back on an even keel, so to speak. So go ahead and spend now. Save later. Because you can't help. Yeah, I felt heartfelt travel, weddings, memorials, things like this. I think this is accurate because, you know, guys, we can't get this time back. And this is me saying this out loud. I mean, more and more I'm realizing so much of how important and magical our lives can be by releasing some of the fear that holds us back, you know? And Rome wasn't built in a day, and racing through and not doing what we know we're called to do. Maya, you go ahead and enjoy yourself. Now, I'm telling you, 4 months, you're not going to recoup for four more months. But that 4 months is going to go by in a flash. And then if you didn't do it, you're going to be looking back going, I should have done it. And then what? What are you going to do with it? So it's going to balance out. There's no question. I do love that for you. I'm really excited. And I'm super happy that you're actually stepping out and doing what you are being called to do, you know? The funny thing is, I just said I wish everybody would just stay the hell home so I don't have to worry about another thing, but I know that's not your, I know that's not reality, but I know you're safe and I know you're doing great. When I say these things, this is my paranoia for you, because I think anything's happening, everybody's good, you're all great, but I do get like that, you know. So if I could put everybody in a box with a ribbon on it and see, preserve you all, I would be so happy. All right, but I'm teasing. Life would be a drag, I know. All right, let's take a look. I'm going to go ahead and ask you guys to post some questions. I do see another one I'm coming to now. I'm a little giddy this morning, but that's okay. You could tell I was running on adrenaline, and when I do, my Cancer energy really takes over. So some of the things that happened this week were so shocking that we just can't. It's not something I guess we can ignore, you know? All right, let's take a look at who is next. I had Patricia, I'm looking for you. Let's see what's happening here. Such a strange, I'm looking for someone specific, because I'm holding on to an announcement that I wish somebody would come and share, because we've had a mommy in the room for a long time, a mommy to be, but we're gonna wait for her to come and share. All right, here you go, guys. I'm just now seeing everyone. Jennifer Dove is in the chat room this morning. Jennifer, good morning. It's so nice that you're here. Jennifer is a one to listen psychic astrologer, and it's nice to see you this morning. Thank you, everyone, for being here. C.A. Brooks, good morning to you as well. Terry Campbell, good morning to you. We have all those astrologers. As soon as I say that word, you see. But I'm kidding. Very, very true. Thank you for all the value you bring into the world. Maya, lots of love to you. You're so welcome. Tara says she was kept up by a spirit last night. She thinks they followed her home from a friend's house. You know, every now and then we can't deny the sense that something is present, you know, whether it be an orb, an energy, an angel keeping you awake, tapping at your shoulder. Sometimes I believe, and this is how it comes through for me, and especially in certain moments, that I always say God is speaking, I better listen. So and the only way God's going to get me to really listen, because I'm listening to everyone else day and night, is in the middle of the night, and that's where I get my visitation. So I think what happens is we have a time and place where we can feel these things, Tara, and I believe this isn't a negative energy, but I think that what it actually is an invisible guide of sorts, or an invisible little being that really wants to just, it's the universe wanting to give you a message. And if we could see these things as such, sometimes we feel, oh, I got something on me. I got an energy. Some people say they have an attachment. Some people say, did I pick up this orb? Did I pick up this entity? Did I pick up this thing? And what it really is, truthfully, is somebody, or maybe your higher self, your spirit, or a message from wherever, in whatever form it arrives in your world, and we think about, it's a message that wants to come to you from the universe. And so it takes a while, or maybe that's what my truth is, and your truth could be something else. Your truth could be just to pay more attention to what you're doing or whatnot. This for you, I feel angelic realm, and I also feel a message wants to come to you. So we use these little things as maybe our messengers, or things that want to take place, you know, in our lives. Pay attention, you know. There's something coming to you that's a message, okay? And also in meditation, you may be able to reach this person. But I'm pulling also, Tara, for you, the card of the sun, and I love that. I think that brings you a lot of clarity and harmony and a really uplifting energy, okay? So let us know what you feel. There's like some kind of, sometimes it's a vibration thing that we feel a bit elevated, or we may feel more joy in a certain way, or we, you know, this type of thing. This is what I feel is happening for you, okay? I do hope that helps. And come back and share if you get any of those divine messages from above, because that's really what I feel is going to happen. Sometimes we are more sensitive to our space. How many of you have seen, like, you could have a certain day in your life where you could be in any kind of scenario and feel nothing? Like, you're just like moving through it in a physical form. You're not feeling the other side. You're not feeling spirit. You're not feeling, and it's not a bad thing, because spirit will, you know, we kind of come and go through it. We attract it. We repel it. We pull it in. We push it away. We have all these different phases of our physical lives and our realities every day, day to day. You can't always possibly be in a space, you know, that isn't real. You have to balance it. And so I think it's really nice when we realize we have certain things going on that are spirit talking to us, or we have these things and sometimes see those little blue orbs outside the corner of our eye, or the colorful ones, or the angel ones that fly above us, or maybe even in the form of animals or creatures, we get totems and things like this. Messages come from everywhere, and I do believe that's a very, you know, important part of who we are. And so, Tara, you let us know what happens next, because usually when we're feeling that, we're connecting with spirit even more deeply, and something is going to come from that, okay? All right, I'm excited to find out. Oh, yeah, the fairies and the elves, you all have your energies and your messages, if that, you know, anywhere they come from, I think it's great. Okay, Kat, thank you. This is who I was looking for. I am wishing you, I want you to know now, good morning, Leona Grace was born at 42 and 3 after 12 hours of labor and a very successful cesarean. I am so proud of you. I did reach out to your mom. You were on my mind so strongly. I know she'll tell you the whole thing when everything is settled in and you're getting some sleep. And I feel like you're going to get some good sleep with the baby. And congratulations. I was waiting for your announcement. I wanted to tell everyone, but because people were asking, but I didn't want to spill the beans. I wanted you to. And that's a hard thing for me to do, because this is my favorite topic in the world. Congratulations. Thank you. I'm so glad you embraced what was meant to be. Everyone, you know, this is one of the things. God gives us messages for reasons, or whatever your God, your higher power, whatever you believe, you get these messages for a higher reason. And hi, Grammy. It's so nice to see you. She says it's a gift from God, Leona Grace. Joni, I'm sorry. I know. I did talk to her Grammy a little bit, chatting back and forth. I felt like I was called to, and we had a nice little talk, and the baby came shortly after that, as far as mommy just working hard on getting her here, and she's here happy, healthy, and I'm so elated for you guys. So thanks for sharing. Yeah, I was really, she was a stubborn one, boy. So it's a great thing, and I'm so happy for you guys. Okay, we love babies. All right, everybody knows I love, that's another Cancer trait though, so perfect time to be a mommy. All right, Patricia, let's talk to you in a moment. I'm coming to see you. You know, this is really what I want to say. Forget it. I'm here. I'm definitely on. I want you to have one of these jobs so strongly. And I do believe, I've always believed it would be one of two. And I know it's taken some time for you. I just, you know, sometimes there's a reason our universe blocks certain things from not happening to get us to certain things that do happen. And we never believe those words until it really happens. And that we could say, huh, okay, now we believe it. We have to have proof in ourselves sometimes, legitimate. We are human. We are physical beings. Until that proof happens, we just don't know. If something sounds crazy, you know, sometimes the crazier the prediction, the more accurate it is. It's just all, you know, what the universe wants to bring. And I'm going to say one of these two is very, very probable for you, but you have to really, truly go within and embrace it. And I know that it is meant to be. So let me just say, hold on now. Yeah, I'm pulling. So I do feel like it's in the word embrace. Now I'm going to tell you the cards I'm pulling in a moment. They're going to want some more news, but there are breakthroughs. I have the Ace of Cups and the Ace of Swords in this combination with the Page of Wands. I think the messenger is that there is more news coming to give you more strength and a breakthrough will be seen. I do think it's going to take about a month would be how I read this energy, because the Leo energy at the late Leo season, mid to late, obviously a month from now, I think the good news is on its way by way of a job. The Star card says that you're on your divine path. And I love the Star card because it does indicate something that is meant to be for your life. Part of this is a calling for you to embrace and allow for new beginnings, to really go forward and embrace what's ahead of you, because that is what is meant to be. I do feel like one of them is good. Oh, I like the job. Wait, let me just see where you said. Hold on. I can't remember what she said, but it feels like a lot of, you know, sometimes we don't want to embrace structure, but it is nice when we do. So whatever that means, it's hard to be free for so long and then have to be in a structured environment, but there are blessings coming out of your next job, and I really am pulling for this, okay? I do believe that you have to embrace it. Everyone, when you go through periods of trauma, there is triumph at the end of the day. Not for everyone, because that's not reality, but for general, in for the most part, honestly, if when we want it, sometimes we want certain things and we don't get them because we have no idea why the universe blocks us, like all of those cliches we don't want to hear at the time. God's rejection is our protection and everything else. But sometimes these things happen that are so meant to push us in certain directions. And really, really, we don't understand until it's over, you know? We don't understand until it meets us and greets us and is present in our lives. And that's what we wait for all the time. In those moments of waiting for those meets and greets of what we predict and what we expect or what we desire, we have to remember to keep living in the now, because it is so very important more and more to embrace what's in the now on your road and on your journey and on the way. You could stop and have a few adventures on your way to getting what you want. And some of us get so hell-bent on like holding on for dear life because we have to have this specific thing and nothing else about it. And we're not settling for less. And we're just like that specific person. You have to have it. You do not know what the universe wants for you until it arrives. And so in the meantime, try to surrender a little more. Try to really give into it and just let it. Sometimes we just got to let it ride and open up to expect even better and bigger and more for your lives, you know, because I think we get stuck on that one avenue. When we've been traumatized, when we've had this weird, incredible amount of trauma in our past or our history, we always tend to avoid things that could possibly come from putting us at risk of more trauma. And in actuality, when we can allow to overcome and face forward and face what's here, I think it's very, very positive and very good to really meet and greet and beat any or anything from the past. It's just like, you know, we can have a new outcome. So, and we could heal some of this past stuff for sure. All right, I'm getting a little too mushy, so we have to, like, I'm going to step it up for you guys now, but I'm only kidding. But no, it's true. Cancer does this. It makes us sentimental. It makes us feel these interesting memories, and our sentimental values are exposed more, and our families become so important. Our mother dynamic, I haven't even discussed that. Probably won't. But I'm teasing you guys. I'm coming into the room and we are definitely plus one with the cat's baby, so I'm happy about that. All right, let me see who. Tara just said that our cancer stepdad found out 2 days before his birthday that he will need heart surgery. Bless his giant cancer heart. We will pray for him. I can tell you in every way, shape, and form, there are miracles around. I feel there are miracles around him, but in actuality, it's such, unfortunately in our society, it's a very common topic, you know. And so, but at the same time, for him specific, I do believe that it's a blessing, I think, that they found what's wrong, and I do believe he's going to recover, and we are on top of that. And please come back and let us know. I don't feel like it's an easy recovery, honey, but I do feel like it's a recovery for sure. And thank God they got it. I feel that too, okay? All right, let me come in the room and refresh. Good morning to everyone coming in. I know we are coming up on that Capricorn full moon in a few days. Rebecca, let's have some fun. And Patricia says it's a good idea. People talk about meeting romantic partners, but how do you meet new good friends and best friends? This is a really good question. Now, there's something coming up in the United States this is very premature, but I do want to bring it up, and I wish I can remember the damn name of it. One of you will. Carrie, you may. There's actually a new company coming in introducing strangers with strangers as friends instead of romance, like a table of six. And so I know somebody will come up with a name for me, and I don't want to spend time on that, but I do believe that you are asking a very important question, because it's sometimes we have to find a new tribe, or we need to find some people that align with our values. They also have these meetups, you know, in your area that would have like-minded events and stuff like that. But my hunch for you is a little different. I'm just giving you ideas to pass the time and maybe to connect and things like that. But really, in all fairness, I don't know if you go to a cafe, coffee shop, even a Starbucks Energy, like, or some, I think it's an off, like a private company place like this, for some reason for you, or even like I'm thinking of a Barnes & Noble bookstore, something like this. I don't know why, but I do believe that you're going to meet someone random. Not until later in the year, I do believe you'll have a new friend. But try some of these other ways. To me, I know that sometimes we have to apply effort to attract these like-minded people, and that's all fine and dandy, but there are moments in our lives that we can just kind of kick back and let things come unexpectedly as well. So I would say the meetup group. Does anybody know the? I know I'm not in this other side of my brain today. So if anybody knows, I can't remember the name of the meetup group that I'm talking about, but where they have the local meetups and stuff like that. What's the name? And sometimes, like, I saw the Nextdoor apps putting that app, I know. They put groups together. If you haven't been on there, it's safe, I think, in the communities. I think going to outdoor events is good. Getting involved with a charitable organization is excellent because, honestly, and this is another thing I could see you doing ahead, any kind of charity event or where people gather, you know, meeting like-minded people like this and good people who are willing to be generous with their time and energy. I like that. You just want to make sure you're aligning with the right people, but you're going to actually trip over someone in person that's going to be very, very good for you. I feel female, but I also feel a male that's a friend. So I'm going to actually say one of each. I feel that very strongly. Hold on now. Let me just take a peek, okay, Rebecca? It's always challenging to meet new people, and it's so nice after this. Look, COVID is still out and about, so everyone be careful. But what I do believe after COVID or through COVID, we all became so isolated. It's so nice to see you out and about wanting to meet new people, you know? And I do see it happening every day, so I know it'll happen for you as well. I feel like you're going to attract Virgo energy. Also Gemini energy. I see Mercury for some reason, strangely. Okay, here we go. But yeah, I'm going to stick to what I'm telling you. I feel very strong about what I just said, okay? I don't want to keep it at that. I almost feel like you can meet somebody, like, in a random way, even going to the dentist or the doctor's office or whatever it is for any, you know, visits, checkups, like just meeting someone in passing. That is what I'm predicting, okay? I do feel one woman, and I also feel a male. Hey, friends can come in all forms, but I think they're relatively similar to your age and very appropriate. But I see two new people, and it's going to take a little time, but it's happening. Okay. And I'll try to remember the name of those apps, Rebecca. Like I said, I'm on raw energy today, so I definitely can't even put that side of my... You guys can ask me whatever you want to know psychically today, and that's okay. But everything else in real time, I'm like, checked out. No, I'm teasing. All right, let's take a peek here and see who's next. Carrie, let's take a look at you. Patricia, the word for you is embrace. I'm telling you, I feel this in my bones. Okay, Miss Carrie. I don't know why I'm getting papayas all over the place, but I have papayas in my brain. I don't know if you're eating any, if somebody's eating them, something. All right, hold on now.
Here we go. This is for Carrie.
I know you're going to be perfectly fine. You know, Kara, I feel like you're going to go for a little bit more. Did you, I want to ask you this. Did you have, I feel like they're going to do a little more checking around. Like there's more to come. I feel like you have to follow through on a little more. I don't know if they've done an ultrasound on the area or something like this. I think when push comes to shove, it's going to be so silly. I'm going to give you an example because I'm not a doctor and I'm certainly not diagnosing anything, but sometimes scar tissue, something benign, something stupid. I definitely think they're going to find, you know, whatever it is that's been bugging you. Sometimes we have leftover scar tissue. Sometimes we have some weird little hernia spot that's no harm, like no harm, no foul, you know, like just some knot or, and sometimes it's a nodule, maybe, you know, something like this reeking a little, something benign. But I definitely think they need to further look at it a little bit so you feel at peace or at ease with it, and then you'll get some clarity. And if they haven't done that, I would like it done. Okay, I think that would rule, you know, make you feel better too, so you don't think you're driving yourself crazy for nothing. I do think there's a tiny something, but I think it'll be overcome quickly once you know what it is, okay? And please come back and share and let us know. I know you're going to be okay. Let me just look one more time. I see everyone coming in. Good morning. Okay, here we go. Where did Carrie go? I just feel, she says she's been feeling like, I don't think anything is weird. I think you're going to be fine. I just feel like it'll give you peace of mind, if nothing. But there is a tiny something that you would be sensitive enough to, you know, feel it, but nothing is, you know, there's nothing heavier or negative going on that I could see at all. I just think you're, you know, I hate using this word, but sometimes our hormones take over and it kind of gets in our way a little bit, that kind of thing. Silly stuff that means a lot. All right. I should say benign things, okay? You're going to be fine. All right. Somebody just came in and had a question also. Hang on here. I'm just going through, I'm trying to find someone who I really wanted to speak to. Rebecca, I hope that gave you a little more information, okay? Just kind of maybe planting seeds. Sometimes we receive a message that really has nothing to do with it. At the end of the day, what I'm saying is just planting some seeds in a practical way is so important, because it leads us to the pathway we're supposed to be on. And it may not give you the entire outcome of the story in this moment, but it puts you on the right path. So I feel good about that. Um, All right, Tari, where are you? I know your birthday is coming. We're a little premature for a birth. All right, let's just take a peek at you, okay? I just want to kind of shouting out to me there. I want to definitely look at you, okay? Here we go. I have two more. I feel a lot of organizing and a lot of clearing. And I don't know why. It's almost like this is what they're showing me for real. And my vision is a clean sweep of the past. And whatever was, you have some great things coming, Tari. And financially, too. It looks really good ahead. There's also very good news coming. I feel like if something was disappointing you in recent past, it's really going to turn around. It could be person, place, or thing. I feel that you're really making a clean sweep, whether it's, and I don't mean sweeping your emotions under the rug. I mean pulling it all out to sweep it up, clean it up, and heal it, and get rid of it all. And I mean that in your space as well, whatever your home maybe or your environment, anything that is no longer serving a purpose in your life, I see a clean sweep. And where relationships are concerned, if somebody disappointed you, if somebody upset you in any way, shape, or form, you know, I don't know, or if there was a mishap with another person or something like this, it's going to be resolved in a very positive way, and I do see wishes coming true. Okay, I do hope that helps. All right, you come back for your birthday, and we're going to look at it you again. Okay. I just want to give you a little tidbit, but you have great financial news coming too in September at the very latest. Okay. Sun in Virgo. Sun in Leo will be very good also, but Sun in Virgo looks pretty spectacular. Okay. All right. You come back and we'll look at you one more time before, as your birthday arrives. Okay. Okay. I'm gonna, Lara has a terrible ankle issue, and I've noticed, and I've been silently thinking of you and trying to send good thoughts, and I definitely took a look at that yesterday. I want to take a peek at you, okay? Laura, I do think it's going to take a little time, and I really believe I want to know if you haven't seen a doctor. I do believe you have, but I feel there's somebody else coming. So I do feel that. I know you're going to heal. I know you're going to be okay. I do see a little lengthy recovery here. So don't get upset with me. I'm going to be honest. I do think it's going to take up to 4 months to fully recover. And every month will get better and better and better. So I don't want to say, oh, it's going to happen in 4 days. You're going to be up and about bouncing around. But I definitely feel you'll rehabilitate that foot and do better and come back to new. Okay? So it's going to take a time. It's going to be a process. Every month you'll get better, but I do see 4 months. I definitely see you have to rest. The more you rest now, the less you'll have to rest later. Okay? And I do hope that helps. Okay, everyone, I can't believe this, but it is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for listening to me today and together on this journey. I know it's an interesting one right now in the world. Everyone stay close, be together, really, truly, truly honor yourselves in every way you can. And honestly, it really does start there. Try to stay in your own lane if and when possible, because it's really the best way to live it. And the easiest way to live it, really. I'm not saying not to reach out a hand to help others or be there for others. Just, you know what I'm saying. Keep your nose clean. I've been seeing a lot of nasty comments in the world. It's so unnecessary. Be well with yourselves. Stay healthy. Mark, happy birthday to you again. I'll probably say it 50 more times before the day is over. But everybody, thank you so much again. Maria, thanks for being with me today. I just saw you pop up. And thank you, everyone, so much. Jay, thanks for being our producer. Everyone, please stay tuned for the amazing C.A. Brooks coming up next on Everyday Astrology. And I do believe she's joining Kelly Whetstone today also. And then, of course, the rest of our amazing Tuesday lineup here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Bye, everybody.